News Talk's Executive Chair.
Thanks to Evershed Sutherland, Ireland's largest and most established global law firm, with full service teams for your legal and tax solutions.
And I'm delighted to welcome to the Executive Chair this week, Jim Campion. He's the CEO of Campion Insurance, part of the PIB Group. Jim, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you very much, Bobby, for having us on.
Now, I don't often get to talk to fellas from Kilkenny, so today is a different day from that perspective. But you're a farming stock from Urlingford. Tell us about your early years and growing up around Urlingford.
Yeah, we grew up on a mainly dairy farm in Urlingford. It was five boys, one girl. Margie was the eldest. And I suppose mum and dad there, yeah, we knew what it was to be up in the morning milking cows and before school and after school. So I suppose it was great to give you a work ethic and a focus on life of, you know, doing the right thing.
And work on the farm would have primarily been everybody mucking in, seamlessly kind of intertwined with going to school and all that. You did your jobs when you came home and all that.
As you got older, the jobs changed, but there was a routine. You started at the smaller jobs, and as you got older and some moved on to career and college, you ended up picking up their jobs.
Yeah.
You were never bored.
Yeah. You found your way into the Department of Agriculture. How did that come about and what did you do there?
I went to Rockwell College where I did an agricultural course. And after that, I joined the Department of Agriculture as what was known at that time as an AO, an agricultural officer. I have no idea what they call it today.
Right.
But it was a great job. I was temporary and I went around the country. I worked in every county in Ireland for them, paying out the subsidies to farmers. Well, not necessarily paying them out. I went in and inspected them.
Validated
it. And I'll always remember being down in West Cork one day, and one of the questions, it was actually moving from acres to hectares at the time. So you were asking the farmer, you know, I was filling out the forms, and how many acres have you? Well, he said, I have grass for two cows and water for 2,000 ducks. You tell me how many acres have I? So it often stuck with me, that story.
How then did your break into insurance come? Because you say that you always wanted to work for yourself, but you kind of maybe hadn't decided what work that was going to entail.
No, I suppose, look, I was temporary in the department, so I think some powers to be decided either make us permanent or let us go, and they let us go. So I found myself probably at 20, I think about 21, and looking at a career. I probably knew the civil servant wasn't ever going to be for me at that stage. So I suppose I had an uncle-in-law involved in insurance, and he suggested would I start doing a bit of insurance. So that's how it started, from the parlour, the good room in the farmhouse at home. And eventually, I suppose, after a year or so, my mother said, I need you out of here. There's too much. This room is littered with papers all over the table and that. So ended up with their help, I must say, like, but family, the parents and family were great in the beginning years, like, you know, didn't really know what I was doing, but I was doing something. And so we bought the office in Urlingford, the building, and I opened in there 40 years ago this year.
Wow. And your wife, Margaret, was involved from the very early days.
Yeah, I was busy that year. We opened the office and we got married as well a couple of months later. And I suppose even before we were married, Margaret had an involvement in it. So yeah, Margaret worked in the company for 39 years. She actually retired there last year. I thought this would be a disaster for the woman because she was in that office at 7 o'clock every morning. Now, she was great to go home, fairly disciplined at 6, 7 the evening, but she would be first in. I was actually talking to the IT guys and they always said she was first logged on most mornings. So, but she has filled her time since then. And I suppose, look, we're now living in Kilkenny City. We moved from Urlingford into the city with two kids, Brian, Danielle, both are married. Laura and John, and we had our first granddaughter 4 months ago, Kayla.
Same as myself. Yeah, it's a great place.
It's a great place.
And could you tell listeners, Jim, the first grandchild, what it actually means? Because I was totally blindsided by how brilliant it is.
Yeah, it's an emotion. It's hard to, I wouldn't consider myself the most emotional person, but Kayla definitely did get a tear.
As a fella said to me, it's very easy to write a cheque for her.
It's very easy, yeah. But even last night, you know, Laura was away and Margaret and myself were over there and, you know, we were helping. They were, I won't say I was overly helping. I was supervising.
Good man. Well, it's a great time. And enjoy every second of it.
Lovely time.
Let's get back to the insurance and the business. And we look at insurance back in those days, 40 years ago, Jim, versus now. And my own take on, you know, the rural insurance broker in somewhere like Urlingford, you did a bit of everything. You did a bit of pensions, you did a bit of life insurance, you were looking at a bit of employers. Has it changed much when you reflect backwards on it?
Not hugely. It has. Like, we still do all of those. Now, we have specialist teams, we're a much bigger firm, we have probably access to a lot more markets. But I suppose you go back to when we started in Urlingford, you didn't have a central bank regulation.
Yeah.
It has changed.
So it's become much more regulated is one of the changes.
One of the changes is regulation has come in. And I think regulation has been, in general, good. We could sit here and talk about bits and pieces of it all day. But in general, I think it is good. It creates an impression to the world out there. Ireland is a well-regulated market, a good place to do, or a safe place to do business.
Yeah.
Some will argue at times it's over-regulated, but I don't know. I think people see it as a safe place to do business.
If you talk about the amount of pet insurance, say, that you did 40 years ago, I would have said that was pretty low versus now.
Absolutely not.
Yeah. You know, so that's a new market.
I don't believe it was a product even back then. Yeah. Now, maybe it was here in Dublin, which, you know, but I don't
sort
believe.
Sort of a D4 product.
Maybe, and that. But we, you know, we never even thought of pet insurance. It never came up in the conversations. But I suppose the other thing that has changed a lot too is the use of technology. And again, I've always had a saying, I want to be at the cutting edge, but not the bleeding edge of the technology.
Yeah.
Because it's an expensive place trial. But technology has changed. And I suppose the next wave is going to be that whole AI part and what that. I think it'll be good. I don't think people should be afraid of their jobs or anything. I think you may have to look at the job you do.
Yeah, it'll just change the job rather than.
But
yeah.
I think, you know,
there's still a role, albeit.
Listen,
a higher value role, maybe.
You know, even to go back, people buy insurance off of people. There's a lot about relationships. And that's why I suppose we've kept the 22 offices around the country. We feel we're part of those communities.
Yeah.
We get involved in the coffee mornings, in the cycle runs, the raising funds locally and that. So I think people come in because they want that.
The consolidation in the market has been significant. In your own case, you know, the number of acquisitions that you did yourself over the years, and now then, since joining the PIB group, you're doing what? How many acquisitions have you done in the last 2 years?
In the last 2 years, we've done, if I said 20, it might be 21 or 22.
That's significant.
And it does, and it brings, like, Champions prior to that, we probably did 20 acquisitions over 20 years. We'd say one a year or maybe two years and that. And I suppose the change in the last 2 years for us has been integrating those business, bringing them into one. You know, before we were bringing in one office, maybe 10, 15 people into the organisation, where now you're bringing in 15 and 20 people every month. And it's getting common procedures. And you also have to think, it's a tough time on the people joining.
Yeah.
It's change. What's this going to bring, this big brother? But I think we do it reasonably well that we try to communicate. Do we get it right all the time? No.
I was going to ask you, because I was listening earlier in the week about the PIB claims being down, the amount of awards being down, but premiums not being down. Have you thoughts on that the consumer would have expected that maybe the saving around payouts would have found its way back to them, but apparently it hasn't actually happened?
Well, I would say, I suppose if you look at it in the last 5 years, I would have said from where premiums were 5 years ago, they probably had 2 or 3 years where they did go down some. Have they gone back up in the last year? Yes, you're seeing a big increase in, not a big increase, but you're seeing a fairly sizable increase in house insurance, more so than the private motor. But a lot of that is gone down to weather events. It's also gone down to the cost. You know yourself, the cost of doing anything to a house is probably twice what it was 5 years ago. And I suppose that's having an effect on the insurers as well in terms of...
And insurance is a relatively straightforward business case in that, you know, you pay out on disaster or whatever, and that effectively everybody has to pay for that, albeit retrospectively.
Effectively, yes. Yeah. And I suppose, like, we sit as a middleman rather. We don't, I often say we're a price taker, not a price maker in this business. And it's one reason why I like good regulations, because it encourages, like, you can't beat competition to keep prices under control. And while you have good regulation and a good place to do business here, it will attract capital in. Because it's a fairly heavy capital intensive business for solvency rates and stuff. So it's, you know, to me, what controls the premiums very much is if you can keep the competition and keep good choice out there for consumers.
Right.
And like, I think it has helped, like PIAB or the new Insurance Claims for Resolution Injury Board. Look, could it move faster? But I think it is starting to make inroads. Like the number of cases going through it has gone way up to what it was 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, and they're not all going to court
exactly,
like they used to go.
No.
Yeah,
I think I saw something there where they reckon a saving of about 72 million in legal fees in the last 12 months due to the increase in the number.
The lawyers won't be happy with that.
No, but I'm sure they're busy enough with other things.
Finally, Jim, you say you get a great kick out of getting the deal done. Is that part of what's driving these acquisitions with you, that you like the day of the shaking the fella's hand and doing the deal? That still drives you on.
It probably goes back to the farming days, doesn't it? Like, yeah, I get a great kick out of doing the deal and it being successful and being something in it for everybody, be it the staff, the people selling, the new company. So, you know, you get a...
They're always the best deals.
They are. And yeah. I watch people, like I have people who we bought through acquisitions 20 years ago who are still with us. I know their family. I know a little bit about their kids and everything. So I think you get a great sense of achievement being part of helping maybe to shape people's life.
Well, look, it's a fantastic business built up by yourself and your good wife, Margaret. Jim Campion, the CEO of Campion Insurance, part of the PIB Group. Thanks for joining us today, Jim.
Thank you very much, Bobby.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.